Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you in your element? This is Jeremy Nelson, your host for Element Wealth Radio. Every Sunday from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk Jackson 97.3. Element Wealth Radio, helping you complete your financial picture.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday night to this edition of the podcast. My name is Michael Borky. I always appreciate you being here. And tonight we're talking about one thing, unless something else comes up in the comments, of course, of which you can drive the conversation. But there is nonstop discussion about this 2014 playoff. SEC meetings coming next week. There will be a lot that will be talked about there. I mean, you're going to have the breakaway discussion. Georgia's president today floated the dumbest idea possible, which is having an SEC-only champion, national championship, SEC-only. Bad idea. Might be a negotiating tactic. May bring other people with him. I don't know. But that's going to be talked about. A breakaway from the NCAA. I have a feeling a particular coach and his online behavior is going to be talked about, at least behind closed doors, at SEC meetings. But also the 2014 playoff or the expanded college football playoff. Everybody else in terms of conference leadership wants the 2014 playoff. Only the SEC, at least for now, is holding out, wanting 16, but definitely not wanting to go to 24. As we learned, ESPN also does not want to go to 24. That's a money thing. ESPN doesn't want to go to 24 because it allows other networks to come in and buy the college football playoff. They only own the rights. I think it's through 14. Anything after that, it becomes open season and other networks will come in and buy up the rights to the playoff. It's not a noble thing. It's a money thing for ESPN. That's why they're doing that. But the SEC is the only conference that does not want to expand to 24. And as you know, even if the ACC and the Big 12 or whoever speaks out, it's only the SEC and the Big 10 that has a say. The question, though, that we're going to talk about tonight, at least for a little while, is do you want this? Do you, the fan, the Ole Miss fan, want this? Ask the radio audience this today. Ole Miss and State fans, we have some LSU fans mixed in there as well. A scattering of Alabama and others, but it was universally no. There was not a single person that sent a message into the radio show today, and we get a lot of those, that wanted the playoff to expand beyond what it currently is. And that surprised me a little bit with how universal it was. We literally, and I mean literally, did not get one single "actually, I like the idea, and here's why" message. It was all no to hell no to please stop ruining my sport in response, even though Ole Miss would have made it half the time. We'll talk about that and then read some of your comments and then get out of here on this edition of the show. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. I would really appreciate that, and also right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. This edition of the show is brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. That's where they are, and they've got everything you need for farm, lawn, and garden. It's in the name, but I mean, they really actually mean that. It is a shockingly large store. Anything from home furnishings, great boot selection, clothes as well, cheapest beer in town, fishing, but appliances, home improvement, and most importantly, everything John Deere. 0% financing on all of these things, okay? 0% financing on all commercial mowers. That's 36 months. Compact tractors, 72 months. 5-series tractors, 84 months. Zero-turn mowers for your yard, 36 months. Then if you want a Gator, just 1.9% for 36 months. Offers run through the summer, so when your kid's going back to school is when this ends. If you want to drive a John Deere, if you want 0% financing, go to Scruggs, 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, Mississippi, and don't forget to tell them that it was me that sent you, but they have everything that you need under one roof for your home, for your property, for your farm, for your yard, whatever it is. And again, don't forget to tell them that it was me that sent you. All right. 2014 playoff discussion. Do you want this? Should Ole Miss want this? So The Athletic put a story out today. I think On3 was the one that really, not On3. The Next Round was the one that kind of did this, these graphics first, but The Athletic laid it out here. The number of appearances that a team would have in the playoff era if it was always 24. So from 2014 to now, if it was always 24, how many playoff appearances would each team have? Alabama and Ohio State would have made it every year. Clemson would have made it, missed it just once. Georgia, Notre Dame would have missed it just twice. Oklahoma, 9. LSU, Michigan, Oregon, Utah, 8. Penn State, USC, 7. Ole Miss, 6, with Iowa, Oklahoma State, and Texas. Florida, Florida State, NC State, Tennessee, Washington, all with 5. Auburn, Baylor, BYU, Miami, Michigan State, Mississippi State, Missouri, Northwestern, TCU, and Wisconsin, all with 4. You have a bunch of 3s and 2s and 1s mixed in there as well. Every single team in the SEC would have made the playoff at least once. Vanderbilt and Arkansas being only one. Everybody else more than once in the college football playoff era. So from an access perspective, Ole Miss would have made the playoff more. More access, generally speaking, I think, I guess, means better, right? I don't necessarily agree with that, though. Although, I mean, like that 2015 team, I think could have made some noise in the playoff. Frankly, I think the 24 team with that defense could have won a game or two in the playoffs. They eventually would have crapped the bed again offensively because that was their MO all season. But defensively, I would have loved to have seen them line up with some of the best teams in the country in 2024 because I think they could have done that. So generally speaking, yeah, sure, more access is great on an individual level. But to me, it's at what cost? And what value then do the playoff appearances bring to you compared to your peers? If everybody else also has the same increased access, why is it more special than you or for you than for them? That's kind of where I'm losing this disconnect of, well, it's great for Ole Miss, but isn't it, what's the difference between it being great for Ole Miss and Alabama, who makes it literally every year? Well, truly, I can't figure out what I'm missing when it from that perspective. That because you see national guys are arguing that right now is more access the better for these lesser programs. But if you look at Ole Miss specifically, the program has been built in a way that can and has access to the 12-team playoff. How do we know it just happened? And how special was that? How meaningful were the last few games of the regular season, if you could remove the distraction that was the back half of last season? It was significant. And the increased access of the 12 provided the opportunity for Ole Miss to make it, but it still feels exclusive. That making the playoff at the moment still feels exclusive. When you look at this list in the 2014 playoff, where Northwestern has 4 appearances, TCU has 4 appearances, Boise State has 3, Cincinnati has 3, Iowa State has 3, Louisville has 3, Stanford has 3, Colorado would have made it twice, Louisiana would have made it twice, Memphis would have made it twice, Oregon State, Pitt, Syracuse, Temple, Tulane, UCF, UCLA, all twice, Washington State twice, West Virginia twice. When you look at 80 teams is what it worked out to be. When you look at it from that perspective and compare that to what access feels like now, and a bid feels like now versus what the regular season and what access and a bid feels like then, it does not, to me, become valuable to the point where it's okay to sacrifice what will happen to the regular season to get there. Does that make sense? Maybe that doesn't make sense. Because you can't just look at it, and I don't look at it just from an Ole Miss perspective. I look at it as a college football fan. What I think is best for the total and overall health of the sport, big picture. Because I'm not somebody that is obsessed with the regular season the way some of these other national guys are that think that going beyond four ruined the regular season. I don't buy that. That era, the four-team playoff era of college football, may have been its worst. Going beyond that helped enhance the regular season without making its games feel less meaningful. Saw a stat earlier today, the Iron Bowl. Since 2005, seven losers of the Iron Bowl still would have made the playoffs. Seven of them still would have made the playoff. That is where you start to see a decrease in value in the importance of what college football, what makes college football feel different than that of basically every other sport. And you don't have that yet. You will then. And then what this is going to turn into, by the way, is because you have such incredible access where a team like Northwestern can make it four times. So Northwestern is making it one every 3 years in this. Just making the playoff is not going to be special. And so we're just going to be right back to that situation, right back to where we are right now, is if you don't go there and win a game, then the season is a failure anyway. If you don't make the playoff right now, the season's a failure. But then if you look at like a Tennessee and a Josh Heupel and they make a 24-team playoff, but they lose in the first round, it's still, you're exactly where you are at this moment. Does it create more access? It does. But to me, it creates more access to programs that are at the moment beneath Ole Miss. You're inviting more people that are lesser than you to start competing with you, as opposed to you have elevated yourself to where you're competing at a different tier. You're bringing people up to yours instead of elevating you to the next one. Right now in this format, Ole Miss is elevating itself to the next tier. Bring 24 in, and you're inviting the likes of Northwestern, Iowa State at your table where you have currently left them behind. I don't like it. I don't think it adds anything. I don't think it helps Ole Miss at all. I think it's simply a job preservation, money grab type deal, and it has nothing to do with the actual enhancement of the sport. But that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. I do think Bud Elliott's argument is compelling in that the more the talent gets spread out, the more you have teams that can become championship caliber outside of the 12. I think that's compelling and interesting. I would like to see the 12 exist for longer before we start saying that team number 13 and 14 and 15 or team number 23 and 24 and 25 belong in that discussion. Because again, you're not just talking about a team that is fit to be in the playoff. You're talking about what damage that could do to the regular season. Because the concept of, well, if you have an expanded playoff, more regular season games matter. But which ones matter? Currently, it's still the big ones. It's still the games where you have two teams with one loss. The rivalry weekend still matters a whole heck of a lot, where it does feel like if you lose one game or if you lose your second game, you're on the cusp of missing the playoff. Vanderbilt lost two games last year. They didn't make it. If Ole Miss would have lost in Norman, that was a playoff elimination game. And basically every game that Ole Miss played after that was a playoff elimination game. If you expand that out to 25, your second loss, you can brush it by because your third one, you're still making it, especially as an SEC team. That devaluation is not worth the benefit of going to 24 to me. If you guys see otherwise, let me know in the comments. I would love to read what you think about that. Ole Miss has elevated itself to a tier above it. Expanding the playoff invites people to your tier that don't currently reside in it. That's kind of my thing. All right, Logan Smith, Shelter Insurance, anywhere in the state of Mississippi, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. He has got you covered. Give him a call, 601-823-3500, 601-823-3500. Even if you have insurance, if you have car insurance or home insurance or life insurance, it's still worth a phone call, right? I mean, it's 5 minutes out of your day. You're going to get great service. I know you will, and you're probably going to get a hell of a rate as well. So give him a call, Logan Smith, Shelter Insurance, especially life. That's something that I need to expand on is life insurance, because even though, you know, we all feel young and that there's so much life ahead of us, you never know what could happen. So give Logan Smith a call to make sure that your family is taken care of when it's all said and done. Also, Priority One Bank, to make you their priority every day. Online banking, outstanding, 16 locations all across the state of Mississippi. Local loan servicing and decision making. Switch and bank with me at Priority One Bank. And also Advantage Business Systems. If you're a Mississippi business that needs office technology, absms.com. That is their website. First comment, Ole Miss should want a 2014 playoff. I don't want one, though. It takes away from the regular season being a major part of playoffs. Next one, rest in peace to Kyle Busch. He gave Realtree its first win in NASCAR. I did not know that. Kyle was the equivalent to what Drew Brees was in football, one of the best to ever do it, who went up against the very best. It, just a hard thing to see and to wrap your mind around how quickly something like that can happen. I mean, his family released a statement this morning saying that he went to the hospital and that he's not going to participate this weekend. And that turned into something a lot worse. No, they should not win a playoff. It's already hard enough to win four straight games against top 10 teams to win the title. And do players really want to play 20 games a year? This is going to sound kind of, I don't care what the players want. They're getting paid a whole heck of a lot of money, and they don't at the moment, they don't have to sit down and collectively bargain. So they're not giving up anything. I don't care if the players think that's too many games. You're getting paid to play now, brother. And you don't have a CBA, so whatever, however many games they tell you to play, you're going to play. If you want to sit down and negotiate that, by all means, unionize and ask them to do that. I know the schools don't want to do that either. It's not that simple. But you have complete and total freedom without giving up anything. If they make you play an extra game, sorry. If college football tracks the NFL model, college football players shouldn't play more games in a full season than the NFL regular season. They're trying to make the league not up the chances of injury before they get there. See, same principle, though. I mean, look, you're a professional now. All that stuff gets thrown out the window to me. You're a highly paid football player now. Ole Miss has got, I mean, you know, there's talk about LSU and a $50 million roster. Ole Miss is not that far behind that. They are, but they're not that far behind that. It's a team full of professionals. They're getting paid too much for them to talk about, well, it's not safe for me to play games. No, you're getting paid to play games now. Been on the 13-game regular season train for a long time. I just think if the NFL can go from 16 to 17 without any real difference, then why can't we go from 12 to 13? But why go 13? Why go to 13 games? What are you looking for there? I'm interested. But tell me more. 2014 playoff, basically have zero chance to ever win one. How many postseason games is that? I don't know how they would do it. So yeah, they would, there would be byes. So here, this is from 2024. See if this will work for you guys. Let me share this for you. Nope, that's not what I want. Share screen. There, can you see that? I think you can. Okay, so Eight teams would get a bye. So in theory, right, let's just say, let's pick a fun team. Oh, let's do Ole Miss. Why not? They would have made it in 24. So if Ole Miss were to have won the national championship in 2024, they would not have gotten a bye. So they would have had to win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. They would have to win 5 games in order to have won the national championship. Personal opinion is that the SEC and Big Ten should just split and go do its own thing. Big Ten champ versus SEC champ in the national championship game would do big numbers and would be 100% legit. As long as you take some with you, I think that that's going to be something that's going to be discussed next week, is how you break away and how you do it. And you have to explore that now. You have to. You have no other choice. The concept of the NCAA or Congress saving them, that should have ended this week with how much of a circus the SCORE Act and what has been said about the redistricting, which is not the schools or the athletes' fault or the university's fault in any way, shape, or form. But this is what you do when you invite Congress to save you. Of course they're going to use you. I rant about it all the time. It's just incredibly frustrating to sit back and watch the sport that we love so much, that is so important to us, be led by people that don't lead. Or if they do, they're so naive. Yes, like did we really actually think that we could go have a bunch of these round tables and then fly Saban up in his private jet and bring in Bryson DeChambeau and Adam Silver for some reason and have these cute little round tables and then everybody hold hands and just pass a bill that saves college sports? Did anybody honestly think that was going to happen? Did you really think that you weren't going to be used as a pawn in a political game? And this week, you got thrown under the bus, and you were... It was said that your schools are complicit in Jim Crow-era laws? Like, that's what you invited, Greg Sankey, when you do this with Congress. You get Congress when you ask Congress to do things. They're professional grifters. They don't want to help anybody at all. They just want to advance themselves, and they will do it by any means necessary. And so, hopefully, they finally learned a lesson here, and they actually take the breakaway thing seriously. SEC, Big Ten, you break away, you create your own governance model. I think at that point, you don't have to worry about antitrust, or if you do, you can collectively bargain with 65 or 70 teams as opposed to 365, and you get rules, and you get structure, and you get enforcement, and just do it right, and you bring Clemson and Florida State and Texas Tech and Baylor, probably Kansas, Duke, you know, to a handful of schools like that. You bring them with you, and you be done with this mess. But until then, I don't know what we're going to do. Wish they would worry less about expanding playoffs and more about changing the calendar for the better. Remember, it was the coaches. The coaches that complained about the calendar are the ones that wanted the calendar to be what it was. Now they don't like it in hindsight. The idea that you have to give the G5 teams representation to you is ridiculous. I think giving the ACC and Big 12 teams as big of a piece of the pie as we currently do is a bad move. I don't even know how they would do the bids in the 24. I have no idea. But there's never been a coach more willing to provide former teams' opponents with scouting reports. I feel like Kiffin is going to expose things about the Rebs that's not on film. I mean, how much of that can he really do, though? I mean, what can be hidden that is not on film already? But like, what can be hidden? Trinidad played in every game but the first two. I mean, everything that he can do is on film, and he's running a new offense. What secrets would Kiffin have that have not been, or that have not shown up on film? I wouldn't worry about that too much. I'm sure he will try to help as best he can, but the scouting wings of these football programs are so robust now that it's just
they already know tendencies. They know everything about these rosters. And don't forget how much new there is. Kiffin coached Kiwon Lacy in Trinidad. He didn't coach all but one and a half of the receivers, really. Didn't coach really anybody on defense. Didn't coach either of the offensive tackles. Didn't coach every running back that's not Kiwon Lacy. I wouldn't worry about that. It will end up being the SEC playoff. I can't describe how much I hate the 24-team playoff. I loathe it. I do, too. I really do. 8-4 Iowa would have made it. On what planet is 8-4 Iowa deserving of an opportunity to play for the College Football National Championship? This is not the NFL. We do not have to treat it like the NFL. The worst teams in the NFL get draft picks. They get scheduling breaks as a result of being the worst teams. That doesn't exist in college. The rosters, the resources are not created equal. 8-4 teams. I mean, that's winning three BS non-conference games and going 5-4 in the league. We want that in the playoff in college football. That's what we want. Not me. I think a G5 conference winner should get one spot only if they are undefeated. If they have a single loss, they can cry about it. I don't, like, one is fine. One is fine. 24 teams would meet 8, get a bye. If one of them wins, it's 4 games. Yeah, exactly. So I use that example of 2014 because Ole Miss was outside of the top 8. Your face is clearing up, thank God. Yeah, you know, and I haven't shaved lately either, but no, it is. Yeah, I am thankful for that. It does come and go, though. You know, what's worked is, this might get me banned, this word might get me banned from YouTube, but it's actually an ivermectin thing that I put on once a day that's really, really changed things for me. So I appreciate you noticing things. They end up with a regional. D1 baseball gave Ole Miss today. Sign me up. Kansas regional in a super in Atlanta. Yeah, that Kansas regional with what was it? Miami of Ohio and what was it? Lamar, right? Wasn't that it? That's about as good as you can ask for. When do you think collective bargaining is going to take place? When they break away? We're still a couple years away from that, probably. A college recruiter and some schools are still breaking the NCAA rules, paying for hotels and traveling purposes, etc. When do you think the NCAA is going to crack down on those things? Never. They can't. They can't. Their enforcement wing is so understaffed and they don't have the ability to actually enforce their rules anyway. It's that the amount of committees and red tape and stuff they have to cut through just for basic enforcement is a joke. You can't continue to legislate major college football with the volume of money that is on the line with the NCAA as it's currently structured. You can't do it. No fan of a 2014 playoff. Like I said, the Big Ten and the SEC should take 20 schools each. You have 40 teams. I think it'll be bigger than that. But 8 schools from each league make a playoff, 16 schools in total. I don't hate where your mind is, that's for sure. An argument for the 24 team, it would get schools like State to buy in again. Right now, they aren't even trying to compete because they know they can't make a 12 or 16 team. There are more schools out there like that. But what I would counter that with is if you're Mississippi State and you see what Indiana did, and if that doesn't inspire you, then nothing will. But I mean, they are trying. They haven't given up on football. I don't think that's the case. They have not given up on football. I don't think they're putting as much into football as they need to dig themselves out of the hole, if that makes sense. They're not withholding, like, they don't have money over here that they're not giving to football on purpose. I think it's more about, it sounds like to me that there's there's still some catching up that needs to be done to what it takes nowadays. You would also probably see some better regular season games by incentivizing out-of-conference scheduling for higher seeds. There would be less of a detriment of deterrent of risking a loss. I think so, but not for everybody. Especially now that the SEC's gone to 9 conference games, and they've kept that Power Four requirement. But if you're the Big Ten, look at your last 3 national champions. Now, Ohio State's playing Texas this year. But look at the non-conference schedule of the Big Ten's last 3 national champions. What is incentivizing them, even if the playoff expands, to change the way they schedule? Easier on their players. Easier to make this thing. Fewer opportunities to not make it. You can also argue the other side is, why would you schedule difficult? Because the easier you schedule, you just have to stack wins to make 24. We're talking about 24, right? So you just have to get wins. Strength of schedule doesn't matter because nobody's going to win enough to have an 11-1 team or a 10-2 team from the right league get left out of a 24-team playoff. So you might say schedule as easy as possible because we can make it every year. I don't like where we're headed. I don't think the people that are in charge, this is why I rant about it so much. Somebody, a listener of the radio show, was getting on to me today. He was like, you don't like anything. This was during the segment about the Georgia president pitching a SEC-only playoff. And he was like, you don't like anything. And, you know, he's probably right. I do. There's just so much wrong happening in our world right now in college sports, specifically football, that I can't not talk about it. And maybe it is too much. Maybe I need to find something else. But I've been lucky enough to be afforded a statewide platform on 12 stations. I'm not going to not take advantage of that to try to, I don't know. I mean, I'm not anybody special. I'm not an influencer. I'm a nobody. But the people need to know what is happening to the sport that we love so much. My life has been shaped around specifically college sports in ways that I can't really describe. It was my escape when I was a kid. Had some tough things at home that I was dealing with and I didn't know how to deal with because I was too young and I couldn't rationalize what was happening to me. So I just escaped to college sports. My dad and I would go to Furman games and like that's the happiest I've ever been. You know, it's going to Furman games with my dad or once or twice a year getting to take my son to games. Like I have what I have because of college football. And every day I sit here and I watch the people in charge of it either do you wrong and me wrong, because I'm a fan of college football, do us wrong and continue to drive the sport into a direction that is not the one that we fell in love with, that is changing the root of what we love about it so much. They're pricing you guys out. And it's every day they're doing more and more things to make what we love unrecognizable. And it drives me insane. And so that's why I talk about it so much. Because I think that the people in charge don't actually care about it. They care about lining their pockets. They care about making money, but they don't care about you and they don't care about the long-term health and future of the sport. They care about themselves and making as much money as they can right now without making any changes of their own. They ask you to change all the time. You give more money. You give more time. You get less. Meanwhile, my salary is going to increase. My spending's going to increase, I'm not going to change any of that. I'm just going to make more decisions that you don't like so I can make more money and you have to give me more money while subsequently you are likely making less anyway. That's why I complain about it so much. So Texter on the radio show is exactly right. I bitch too much about it, but it's because I care deeply about it and just more and more stuff like this. Did you guys read the quote from the Georgia president today? How unbelievably stupid this is. Talking about an SEC only playoff. Here it is. Quote, I think that would be fantastic. I can't imagine the ratings if that happened. Georgia, Alabama, SEC championship last year had ratings through the roof. Imagine if that had been for the national championship. I think our fan base is strong across the country. I think we'd have tremendous interest in a situation of that nature. Yes, the SEC championship's ratings are good. If you broke away on your own without bringing anybody with you and had an SEC-only national championship, the ratings would not be through the roof. College football has a national audience. You don't. You have a regional audience. Yes, there are Georgia fans in New York City and stuff, but you guys know what I mean. If the SEC broke away, the ratings would not be through the roof. And even if they would be, so what? You are destroying the sport at large for the sake of your claim, which is unsubstantiated, and I think would ultimately be wrong. It would be so off-putting, people would not tune in the way you think that they would. Maybe I'm wrong, but the damage that that would do to the long-term, the short-term and long-term health of the sport is insane to even bring that up as a suggestion. And if it's a negotiating tactic, it's a bad one, because who's going to want to listen to that? Or who's going to want to entertain that or be a part of that? Nobody. They're just destroying it, man. They're just destroying it. If you're Southern Miss, aren't you cheering for a G5-specific playoff? They don't want it. They don't want it. Thanks. You have one of the best Fred podcasts out there. I appreciate that. As long as you guys also listen to the Sports Talk Mississippi, that's where this is just like a, this is an add-on. This is a side thing. There are the radio show is where the bills are paid. But I'm glad you enjoy this as well. I really appreciate you. Hope you and the family enjoy Memorial Day weekend. God bless all our fallen heroes. Absolutely. And your soccer fans revolted and protested over raising ticket prices. $10 higher, they quit going and they lowered the prices. Think about the last time our prices went down. I wish that's one thing, basically the one thing. I love relegation. Promotion and relegation is awesome. But that is one thing that I wish that we did here in the States that they do over there, is they don't put up with that stuff largely. Now they still get bled dry as well, but we don't, as fans, protest enough. Fanatics owns everything, right? And we just keep buying from them. You know, we don't protest the wrongs because, you know, we care so much we can't do without, which I understand. I can't do without either. But sorry for ranting again, guys. I'm deeply passionate about this. I just care. Sorry. I just care a lot about it. And I think that the people in charge are slowly bleeding it to death. It's not NIL. Not the portal to me. It's conference realignment. It's playoff. It's money grab. Not from the players. Not that money grab. The other money grab. This started a long time ago. And the gaslighting that comes with that too. The reckless spending that they have and everything in between. But you've heard me talk about it before. If you're still here listening by now, then you're a hero. I'm going off the rails. I need to go to bed. That's what I need to do. Oh, man. I appreciate you guys. We'll again, we will not be live Sunday. We'll just go live Monday. We'll go live Monday instead of Sunday. That just makes more sense, right? Just to do it that way. We'll get the bracket. Should we go live immediately? No, I can't because we're doing the radio show at 3. I won't have time. It's a good question. When did a scholarship and cost of attendance stipend not be enough? The second the coaches started getting fully guaranteed $100 million contracts and ESPN was doling out billion-dollar TV deals. That's when it started, unfortunately. But it was just right then and there. But anyway, I'll see you guys Monday night. That's what we'll do. We'll just go live Monday night instead of trying to push it up against the radio show. It'll give me time to look into the teams that Ole Miss will be facing in the regional. And so, yeah, looking forward to that. So enjoy your weekend, guys. I will see you on Monday at 9 o'clock. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.